acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela,
yeah, I love you.
50%
righteousness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I feel like 95% righteous.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principles and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA!
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
We back.
Hopefully you guys had a great weekend.
I feel like I didn't rest at all this weekend.
Nah, I was out moving and shaking the whole weekend. Shout to the Universe Soul Circus. If it's in your town, you should definitely go see it.
They still got the pit bulls that do the nay-nay now, right?
No, there's no pit bulls, man.
They monkeys got, that do the wobble.
No, they actually have elephants at the Universe Soul Circus.
Since when they got elephants?
They have elephants running around the Universe Soul Circus.
Back in my day, they had Rottweilers doing the bank head
bounce. Nah, there's no Rottweilers. They had Universe, they had elephants, they had motorcycles. They have
it's very international. They have a lot of people that come from all over the world doing tricks. I actually went to the Universal Circus earlier this year as well.
Yeah, I celebrated my kid's birthday at the Universal Circus. They did a great job. They gave him cupcakes. It was an amazing job out in Jersey this weekend.
I went to the Bad Boy reunion concert.
How was that?
It was great. It was a lot of people we haven't seen in quite some time. First of all, Total was there together.
How were they looking on stage?
Carl Thomas, Faith Evans, Lil Kim.
Did they perform
Busta Rhymes? Yeah, I think I went the first night. There was some mic issues every now and then. Mace performed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Usher came out, Nas, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige. I'm trying to think who else. Black Rob came out and did Whoa.
I was watching it on Snapchat. You know the best thing about it? All these people we talking about is 40 and up, and they still look fly. They still look like they're getting it in.
I'm
they
not going to lie, Total looked really good.
What? That's what I put on my Instagram this morning.
They
the picture
really
of Diddy
good.
And Pam from Total dancing.
Yeah, they look good. So, yeah, that was a great experience.
Dope, dope, dope.
To head out to that.
And shout to Raekwon. I see Charlamagne wearing a Wu-Tang hat. Raekwon had dropped an exclusive pair of Clark Wallabies, and I actually DJed the end story, purple pair. They're going, they're expensive as hell. They were only 27 made. I think they sold out. They were like $500 a pair. Dope shoes, man. Shout to Raekwon.
And I also hosted panels at the International Hair and Beauty Show over the weekend. That was pretty fun. I had a good time. A lot of celebrities came through and a lot of celebrity hairstylists.
You made the headlines this weekend. It was some crazy headlines with you on it.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, clearly.
What
listen,
the hell are you out here talking
I said,
about?
What is streets? Going
clearly
on?
Clearly, somebody did not listen to that interview.
I listened to it.
And I did not say that at all, period.
You did say that.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say it in that context, but you said it. It ain't
it's
like you just
game,
blurted it out.
No.
It's not like you just blurted out, hey, I want Drake and his people to run a train on me. But.
Yeah, come on. They definitely
the headlines are
that
so crazy.
So I was like, this sounds ridiculous, but whatever.
I said, they got ye with the headlines, boy.
You know, I just laughed at it.
I mean, it made me want to read it at first. I said, what?
And you then know, you listen and you're
you
like,
know
okay,
nobody actually yeah. listens.
That's not what really happened.
Yeah, but the headlines made me listen.
That's the era we live in. People read the headline and then they just run with whatever the headline is. But people believe anything nowadays. I mean, there's people out there that really believe Soulja Boy got $400 million all weekend long. And I'm disappointed in all you.
I will talk about that.
I'm disappointed in all you publications that ran that story without even doing any fact checking. Like, that stuff isn't public record.
People hit me all weekend long. Charlamagne should get donkey today for not believing him. I said, I didn't.
No,
I
y'all
didn't
should get donkey today for believing that BS.
Well, we'll get into it.
All right, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the suspect in the fatal Massachusetts police shooting was killed. We'll tell you about what happened Sunday evening. Also, I don't know if you guys were paying attention this weekend, but it looks like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are tied now, according to people. Yes, so we'll see what happens, and we'll tell you what Bernie Sanders has to say about that.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Jeremiah Wee. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
There's no we without W and E, too, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. Good morning.
All right. Well, let's get some front page news that a Thunder blew out the Warriors 133-105 to take a 2-1 series lead. Should Warrior fans be scared? Should they be nervous?
No. Should Thunder fans have been nervous last game when the Oklahoma City got blown out by 27 points?
But it was a tied series now they're up 2-1.
And it'll be tied the next game after Golden State plays game 4. Now, if Oklahoma wins back-to-back, which Golden State hasn't lost a back-to-back game all year, if Oklahoma does something like that, then it's reason to be concerned.
Well, now, let's talk about this man accused of killing a cop.
Well, the lone suspect in the fatal shooting of a Massachusetts police officer was killed also Sunday evening in a shootout with police. And a state trooper was also injured and hospitalized. Police were searching for the suspect after Officer Ronald Tarantino Jr. was fatally shot. It was during a traffic stop around 12:30 a.m. yesterday morning. So the suspect, 35-year-old George Zambrano, died in an exchange of gunfire. They actually entered a duplex looking for him.
Yeah, having a shootout with the cops isn't going well for you too much, too often.
Mm-mm, not at all. Now let's talk about Trump and Hillary.
Yes, so Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it looks like now, according to polls, they are pretty much tied with voters.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's
it's
very scary.
Now, Bernie Sanders said, actually, that both of them are pretty unfavorable. So, basically, you're looking at the lesser of two evils when you decide who to vote for. And here is what Hillary Clinton had to say about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is responsible for what happens at his events. For months now, Ben, not just inciting violence, but applauding violence. You know, people who engage in protest should follow civil disobedience principles and should be peaceful, should be nonviolent. You know, he has lit the fire and then he throws his hands up and claims that he shouldn't be held responsible, and he should be held responsible.
She also said that he won't release his tax returns, which is something that, since I think they said about 1976, all candidates have done, and he still hasn't released them.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the tax returns, but, I mean, she was clearly corrected that Captain Obvious statement that she said about Donald Trump inciting violence at his right, at his Klan rallies. Mm. That's all they are, a bunch of Klan rallies.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
up, good morning. This is the Mad Rapper. I'm gonna tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it and tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, what's up with Charlamagne? Whenever you talk about any of the presidential candidates, you always gotta bring up the race card.
What race card did I bring up? I didn't say nothing about race just now.
Klan rally.
You part of the Klan?
I'm Mexican, man.
So you should be upset. You should be the main one saying, you know what, it is a Klan rally.
No, man. You know why? Because instead of trying to change the world and be a better place, people like yourself always gotta be bringing up the race.
Hey, Donald Trump hates your kind, sir. Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep your kind up out of here. So what are you talking about?
To keep my kind? What do you mean my kind?
Mexicans!
Man, you bunk, dude.
All right. No doubt.
I'm confused.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep Mexicans out. You said your kind meaning Mexicans.
I don't know.
Shout out to all my Mexican listeners, too.
It's Monday.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, DJ Envy.
What's up, bro?
Angela Yee.
Hey.
Charlamagne the God.
Good morning.
I like your little drop, sir. You're ready to be an artist. That was a good drop.
What's up, man?
Nah. Yo, let me tell y'all while I'm at. So I got this little Yorkie over the weekend, probably like Thursday, right?
Okay.
The dog is great. It's I love it. The dog is awesome. The first night, the dog was a little scared. You know, it was cool. We come to the weekend, you know, we spend the most of the time with the dog because we work. So the dog got to stay by itself during the week.
Right.
So last night, me and my girl trying to sleep. The dog wants to just pant for like 2 hours straight.
Cry all night.
It's
a puppy.
Crazy. No, you have no idea. I'm going crazy. All you hear all night is all night for like 8 hours. All right, exaggeration, but come on. It's crazy. But I love y'all, man. Y'all hold it down.
What's up with all these grown-ass thugs getting Yorkies lately, though?
They're cute.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, Vern out of Queens. Shout out to Queens and Brooklyn.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because the fact is that he got this guy Drake talking about he started from the bottom, came up from the nothing. Yes, guess what? That's all crap. His dad is tight with Quincy Jones, and his uncle is Larry Graham.
It's a song.
You sound about 4 years too late, sir.
Yeah, it's just a song.
I mean, it's not about being late. It's about recognizing that. Look at the top 5 artists on Billboard. 3 of them are from Canada. The industry is making the light be for those who ain't even from here. So my thing is this. When is it going to be more balanced? That's all I'm saying, man. It's not about hating. It's about truth and fact.
My brother, let's be clear. He said balance. 3 Canadian artists in about how many years? Decades? So now all of a sudden, because you got 3 Canadian artists, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, and Drake at the top of the charts, it's no balance? What? What are we talking about here?
I don't know. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, this is the Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Mr. Out of Sight, what's good, Envy? My blind brother,
what's happening?
Our blind listener. What's up, bro?
Mr. Out of Sight?
Hey, Angie, what's going on?
What's good?
Man, I'm just checking out the radio show this morning. I heard him talking about Trump, right? I can't stand that dude, for real, man. It's like he trying to bring Jim Crow back or something, for real.
You don't see it for Trump, right?
I'm not feeling him. I got a song for Trump. Oh, I put it up on YouTube. It's up there. It's called Mr. Out of Sight Presents All the Way Up, Donald Trump Mix. And you know what else I'm mad about?
Yes.
People don't know how to spell my name. It's MR OUTTASITE.
Well, that's complicated for some people.
ITE, that's not how you spell sight, though. You spell sight, SIGHT.
He doesn't know. Tell him why you mad.
Envy, you don't never look out for me no more, man.
Who is this?
It's your man from Harlem.
It's a lot of mans in Harlem, sir. Could you be more specific?
It's your boy, man. Look out for me.
Are you a man or a boy, sir? Figure it out.
Charlamagne, cut it out, man. Birdman was about to slap you up the other day, bitch.
About to, schmout to.
People are really crazy today.
It's Monday.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, man? It's Anonymous.
Anonymous, man. Your voice too deep to be Anonymous.
And you on the phone. Nobody can see you, bro.
Hey, yo, I tried to call last week. I just wanted to say, yo, man, Charlamagne, you got to stop with all that penis talk, bro. Like, it's always somebody's penis coming out of your mouth, bro. Wow.
I ain't mentioned penis yet this morning. You've mentioned penis before me this morning.
I called last week. I couldn't get through, but yo, you the god, man. The guys I know, we don't talk like that, bro.
You calling up here talking about penis talk early this morning. I ain't said nothing about penis.
You have to be anonymous to say that?
I guess so. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Anthony in Miami.
Anthony, Miami. Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I'm mad because I woke up with a cold this morning, and I got bit by a damn mosquito, got my forehead looking like a unicorn, and all this, and Zimmerman's still alive. What the hell, man?
Damn it, man. All right, man.
So you saying you having worse luck than Zimmerman this morning, huh?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Suge.
Tell him why you mad.
Suge.
Oh, Lord. Everybody on pills this morning, I'm telling you.
I think so.
Nah, I ain't mad. I'm in a good mood, actually, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to share that with the rest of the world. You know, turn up with the smiles and don't even be sad on the foolery.
That's it?
That's it, Envy, man. Good morning to all y'all, man.
Yeah, does my voice sound like your voice this morning?
I don't know. You guys sound like you're twinning.
I don't know. All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Well, since Charlamagne already brought up Soulja Boy's $400 million deal, let's dig more into that and see, is it true? Is it false? Also,
I just want to say I hate everybody who reported that story was real. Like, I hate y'all. Like, y'all don't deserve nothing.
Hate is a serious word.
Tamar Braxton. This was the big story over the weekend. What happened with her and The Real? Apparently, she won't be on the show anymore.
Oh, damn. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Soulja Boy, let's talk about his $400 million deal.
What $400 million deal?
Now, remember, Soulja Boy tweeted that he got a $400 million deal. Everybody was going crazy over it. A lot of people didn't believe him. World Poker Fund did confirm that he did a five-year endorsement deal with them. He said that they said Soulja Boy is one of the most influential urban entertainers and artists on social media today. He has 15 million social media followers.
I like how you reported that.
Hold on. He's going to help promote World Poker's gaming asset. Now, Soulja Boy said, I invest in things I understand. I enjoy music and, of course, gaming. Being an influencer is a form of currency. Having portfolio diversification is critical if you want to be an effective brand ambassador. Now,
round of applause to Angela Yee, because Angela Yee simply said World Poker confirmed that Soulja Boy signed a five-year deal.
Right.
Now, let me clear up, all right, in my rumors, what happened. How is he going to get $400 million, really? Well, basically, that $400 million number is what the deal is capped at, and that includes both stock and revenue sharing. So they're saying he did jump the gun. The deal is capped at $400 million. It's based on a forward-thinking valuation of the company. The company's market cap is $51.8 million, so they couldn't cut a $400 million endorsement deal right now. That is based on a lot of different factors. It's not a fully cash transaction.
Yes, listen, first of all, the company's only worth $50 million, not only worth, but worth $50 million. How would they be able to afford to pay somebody a $400 million endorsement deal?
I guess this is within Soulja Boy's forward thinking.
So the company growing, he can make $400. That's the most he can make in 5 years.
Right, that's the cap. Okay. Now, Justin Bieber and Floyd Mayweather are also shareholders in the company as well. FYI. All right. What happened with Tamar Braxton and The Real over the weekend? I was out and about and a lot of people were going crazy. Like, what happened with Tamar? Did she quit? Did she get fired from The Real? Now, B. Scott got this news from a source. She said that Tamar Braxton wasn't reading too well with the audience and salespeople didn't find her to be a good fit with advertisers and production found her too difficult to deal with. Well, Tamar posted an Instagram. She said, I love you all, but I've been stabbed in the back by someone I stupidly trusted, not my man or my sisters. I am not about to be tried and tested to snitch, and it's not in good taste to tell you who. But as Tamartians, you are very smart and can figure things out on your own. But know that everyone who smiles in your face is not your friend and is not cheering for you and will lie and try and tear you down to try and dim your light. Now she goes on to say to watch your back. And she put up a picture of herself and Tony. She said, I put this picture up because this is the embrace I got from my sister and best friend that she always gives when she knows I've been had.
So did she get fired or not?
Well, The Real released a statement. The Real and Tamar Braxton have mutually decided that Tamar will not be continuing with the show for its upcoming third season. She will be leaving in order to concentrate on her solo career. Everyone associated with The Real appreciates Tamar's efforts and the contribution she has made to the show's success, and we wish her all the best for the future.
And let's be clear, I don't care how big you think you are, that show was a collective. It's not like Tamar was the Beyonce of that whole situation.
That was a collective show.
And, you know, she's really cool with Adrian Bailon. There were some rumors, what is Adrian Bailon going to do now? Is she going to stick around?
Adrian better sit there and keep collecting that check tell her friend, send her friend a good Christmas gift or something.
All right, now let's talk about the show The Biggest Loser. Well, a lot of the former contestants want NBC to do away with that show. They said it needs to be done, canceled, or destroyed.
Why?
Now, according to one of the former contestants, Suzanne Mendonca, she said, they look at us like we're failures today, but we're not going to succeed. We were not going to succeed. They threw us away like yesterday's garbage. They said the show should have been canceled 10 years ago. Now, according to some of the former contestants, they said to continue this body shaming physically and psychologically damaging monstrosity with future contestants in light of this current study and others is irresponsible and unconscionable.
Why is it
body
shaming?
What they're saying is that contestants often regain that weight that they lost because their metabolism was permanently damaged after being on the show. And a lot of the producers on the show would make them do all kinds of illegal diet pills on the contestants and encourage them to starve themselves. And you know,
just for TV,
not
huh?
eating is not a way to lose weight. A lot of people say, I'm going to starve myself, but that slows down your metabolism. You just have to eat the right things and eat smaller meals more frequently.
Well, we have a doctor coming up in a little bit who's going to tell us all about that, too.
Yes, my doctor, Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Right, so there's a few different contestants that were formerly on the show that regained the weight that they lost, and they're saying they have been damaged from doing that show. So
they're saying that they regained the weight just because they weren't on the show anymore?
No, that no, they weren't doing it the right way. They were just popping pills for
fast. They're saying producers made them take illegal diet pills and starve themselves.
Just for the show.
To achieve their results. And then after the show, their metabolism was slowed down. They weren't taking those diet pills anymore, so that didn't really help them.
So they were never on a real diet is what they're saying?
Nah, they were
saying
a real
producers
plan.
Had them go to extreme lengths just to lose that weight. So, you know, those quick weight loss programs are never a great idea for anybody.
That is true.
It's more of a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the producers, because I'm not going to give you that side without telling you what they said. They said safety is paramount in my training regimen, and while demanding, my approach is always focused on the overall well-being of contestants. They say contestants are told there is zero tolerance for any weight loss drugs, and producers said that illegal substances are prohibited, and the safety and well-being of our contestants is and always has been paramount.
And let's be clear, whether you lose weight the right way or the wrong way, it's still an extreme because it's a complete lifestyle change from whatever you were doing, a complete extreme lifestyle change from however you were living in order to lose weight.
Well, about 10 to 15 former contestants are shopping around for a lawyer right now. They want to do a class action lawsuit.
Wow.
That's going to be a big lawsuit.
Shut up.
And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne talks a lot about overweight people.
He calls them fat people, though.
They are, that's the term, fat, skinny. Like, what is this politically correct world we live in now?
So when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Natasha Sandy. She's going to help people out with a diet plan, possibly talk about losing weight, talking about the effects of weight on the body. Talk about all that when we come back.
I've been going to see her for about 2 years now.
Right.
She's my dermatologist and my doctor.
You didn't know what to say.
I didn't know what to say when it comes to the losing. I don't know what to call it when it comes to the nutrition. I don't know. I don't know what to call it when it comes to the losing weight part. But yeah.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. And I think we might. Should we take? Well, we'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. So today, Charlamagne talks about fat people a lot.
Yes.
Fat shames a lot.
He does a lot of fat shaming. I actually have fat people come up to me and be like, why is Charlamagne so mean about fat people?
Well, you know what? I tell fat people the truth hurts. And, you know, when you tell somebody that they're fat, it hurts them because they know that they are fat. So what are you going to do about it?
So we brought our resident doctor up here.
Dr. Sandy.
To help us out with overweight people because fat is bad.
Dr. Sandy has a great diet plan. I've lost 25 pounds. I lost that like 2 months ago, actually. Yeah. And I've kept it off.
Listen, I recognize and identify the significance and importance to not make people feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise of the diet program and my diet program is not just really about dieting. It's about understanding your body, being able to have healthy food options, but still have fun with food and enjoy food, right? The issue with being overweight is that it really puts inflammation in the body. And anyone that really loses weight will tell you how much better they feel about themselves once they lose weight. So whatever, by whatever means you can shock people into losing weight, then do so. It's not to make them feel bad about themselves, actually. It's actually to try and motivate them to feel better. And different techniques work for different people.
Now, right? Doc, hold on now. Mm-hmm. Now, I lost 15 pounds, but I ain't gonna lie. I miss cheesecake. I miss my chocolate chip cookies at night. I miss soda.
Yeah,
so how can we eat fun? You said we can have some fun options. Like, what do you mean is fun?
So you don't have to deprive yourself thoroughly, right? So let's say, for example, soda. Probably what you like about it is the fizziness about it, that sensation, the taste, right?
When it's in your mouth, pause, it tastes good.
Right.
So you like fizzy stuff in your mouth.
Shut up. Right.
So, the option that you can use is like Pellegrino, right? The Pellegrino
water.
Right.
Okay.
So, but you can actually get the flavored one. There's the orange, there's the lemon.
That's what my wife likes.
Right. So those things will give you that soda sensation and the feeling without you having to go completely to soda.
Or sometimes I do seltzer and I put a little splash of Simply Lemonade in it to give it some flavor.
Because it gives you that feeling. Mm-hmm. And no one's saying that, okay, so Memorial Weekend's coming up. No one's saying on Memorial Weekend, don't have a little bit of soda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're with the family and you just want to try and you haven't had it for the whole year. But the constant exposure to all this sugar and this high glycemic index and causing what we call glycosylation from sugar in the body causes chronic inflammation. And those we know clearly are associated with cancer, with diabetes, with cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's. And the numerous foods that we eat that causes inflammation is half of our problem. And so it's not, this big bone thing is not really what it is. It's a family of eating bad.
And that's why I'm glad you said just now, because people get upset when I come at fat people, but it's like, it's not healthy. You could die. I want you to be better so you can live.
You could also be skinny and not be healthy. Right. Let's
yes,
be clear.
That's true.
But it's a higher risk when you're fat.
Right, that's true. But the reality is most of us, one and one is two. I always say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even when I have patients, and I'm brutally honest, right? Because I want to support people and not dancing around the issue with us in terms of what we need to do, the realities of it. No, because dancing around the issue, people forget. I did residency, and you see that person that's in the hospital and all their family mortified, the kids, the grandchildren, because the person had diabetes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting their foot amputated. And then they're really upset. And the question is,
and then they go have a big dinner.
Right.
Come on.
Well, that's
unhealthy
what
stuff.
Dr. Sandy said, because she is brutally honest, and I love it. I hit her the other day, and I was like, I lost 15 pounds. She was like, word? But you ain't got no abs, though. I was like, all right, Dr. Sandy, I'm getting them in.
But let's be real.
But you need to be. I think you need to be.
Because this is not a joke. And we, as a culture, right, take this thing as a joke, this eating properly and trying to decrease inflammation in our body. There's too many people that I have sat at night as a resident in my training, looking at people mourning, crying, losing family members because they just didn't eat right. And that was the source of the issue. And people say it's expensive to eat right. But so is $200 of insulin every month.
That's right.
And if you add that up, it's not it's cheaper to be healthy.
Gotcha.
And then I also, now you said, you know, just about losing weight, but there are ways that you could lose weight that really aren't good for you, that probably are dangerous, because there's people that are starving themselves and saying, I'm not going to eat any food for 2 days. I know people really do things like that. There's people that take diet pills.
Right.
There's people that do all these crash diets. Right. What about that? If they feel like, okay, everyone's saying I'm fat, I'm going to just lose weight.
So look, the ultimate goal, right, is to be healthy, right? And to feel, the truth of the matter is, when people lose their weight and they feel better about stuff, they have more energy, then everything else in their life sort of seems to fall in place, right? Mm-hmm. So a crash diet is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying to deprive yourself. And also a lot of people say they've gone to dietitians and things like that and they gain weight back. It's really understanding what you like to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then figuring out how do I get healthy choices of those foods? And for most people, they don't eat enough. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So most people say, well, Dr. Sandy, I've been going to the gym and I really don't eat that much. And I'm like, one and one is two. So either you're eating a whole bunch of the wrong things late at night.
Or lying about going to the gym.
You're skipping, right, or you're not going to the gym, or you're skipping a whole bunch of meals. Most of it is diet. You can, 80% of it is diet. So I say to people, figure out what you like to eat. You have breakfast, right? Try to have breakfast or something that's high in protein and carbohydrates an hour after you've woken up, because you're breaking the fast. That's what the word comes from. Then 3 hours later, eat something else. It could be a snack, but make it be combined, a protein and a carbohydrate. So what does that mean? Almonds and grapes, okay? If you can tolerate dairy, maybe Greek yogurt, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe a good, if you're in a hurry like me and always busy, maybe a good bar, right? That is low in sugar, okay? and high in protein. He's going to go get my favorite one.
Think
thin bars.
Think thin protein bars.
They've got They've got 20 grams of protein and zero sugar. Now. Mm-hmm. And it's low glycemic index. What does that mean? It doesn't make your sugar spike.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Then 3 hours later, you have your lunch. Again, high in protein. What does that mean? That means fish, chicken,
vagina.
No. Your beef, your pork, okay? And then you want to combine that with a carbohydrate. What is carbohydrates? What are we talking about? We're talking about vegetables, green leafy vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, whatever you can think of. You can do Chipotle.
Right.
Right? That
really?
Could be it. Yeah, you can.
You ain't know
they have healthy choices at Chipotle.
Yeah, they have healthy choices. And you don't have to avoid fat completely. You can do your avocado and things like that. Right?
No bread.
Well, if your goal, ultimately, you want to use multigrain, not whole wheat, but multigrain, right? Because whole wheat bread and white bread is pretty much the same, especially in terms of the spike in your sugar.
Really?
Yeah. So you do want to do bread, but how you spread it out, and even if you want to do breads, or let's say you want to do potatoes, you can do sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Decrease the frequency during the week. Do like 3 or 4 servings.
Right. No McDonald's French fries.
No, I love McDonald's French fries from back in the day, but like when you really look at it, it's got a sugar in it.
Mm.
No.
Dr. Oz said French fries is one of the worst things that you can eat, period.
Well, if it's potato, if it's your regular white potatoes. If you're doing sweet potatoes, it's a little bit different.
I like sweet potatoes.
McDonald's will have sweet potato French fries.
Yeah, so you could do sweet potato.
And by the way,
everything fried is probably not good for you, though, period, if it's fried.
What? Well, it depends how you fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And again, it's about realistic.
Because I try not to eat fried foods, really.
Right, so it's about being realistic. So, like you said, try and avoid it where possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't deprive yourself, because when people deprive themselves completely, that's when they fall totally off the wagon, and then they're back gaining the 100 pounds again.
All right, well, let's do this. And Charlamagne wants to call everybody a fat ass all the time.
Listen, man, everybody, I don't like to discuss problems without discussing solutions. You know, everybody wants to say I fat shame people. Mm-hmm. So, two fat asses right now.
800-585-1051. We'll get two overweight people. Call us right now.
Say fat people.
No, no. We're not going to say that.
That's what they are, though.
Two overweight people can call right now, and we'll put you on a Dr. Sandy program. You'll lose weight. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for your treatment.
And you know what happens?
We're not paying for your flight, though. If you're out of town, we're not paying for your flight, but we'll pay for the treatment.
But we'll pay for the picture.
Right.
And you know what happens when you lose weight?
What?
Fat dissolves from your body. Like, they don't call it fat just because that's like a slang term. It's actual fat in your body.
Well, I'm not calling anybody a fat ass, but I will say overweight people.
Well, we have more with Dr. Sandy when we come back. Keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Don't Mind Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Dr. Natasha Sandy in the building. She's helping you guys out with all your losing weight.
With your fat issues.
No.
What? Stop it. Say
some
what it
people,
is.
You know, they're big boned.
There's no such thing.
Listen, I appreciate people's sensitivity and people wanting to help themselves. Everybody doesn't respond to being called fat. It works for some
people.
That
is fat. Like, why are you acting like this word isn't in the dictionary? Like, it's not a slang word. It's not a slur.
Overweight people.
Whatever.
Overweight people.
Okay, whatever. Fat, overweight, whatever. Husky, chunky but funky. Who cares?
See?
Now, Dr. Sandy, what about liquor?
Well, I'd say to keep it to a minimum, if at all, right? Again, it's about the spikes in sugar. So you want to select your alcohols or your drinks properly. So, of course, red wines are always better.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, again, keep things that don't make you spike too much.
Are clear liquor better than dark liquor?
Well, it depends on how much sugar it is, the amount of alcohol in there, and your body.
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to alcohol, I'll tell you what my trainer told me. He said that while vodka might have less calories, it's easier for your body to break down the cognac. That's
really?
What he told me. I don't know.
And what does he mean by breakdown?
Like as far the body stores the vodka more. He said when you work out, it's better for you to drink cognac. That's just what he told me.
Okay.
But one thing that I do,
it's all metabolized the same way, really.
With drinking, is I try not to add anything sugary to it. Like if I do vodka, I do it with seltzer and some muddled fruit or something like that. And I feel like that's better than if you have like a margarita mix. Or something really sugary.
So to be honest, when I drink, I try to keep it simple, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do like, for me, I just do Prosecco and sometimes Saint Germain.
Right.
In the Prosecco. If I do like vodka or anything like that, I just sort of like do club soda.
Right.
Just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while, sometimes I'll do something that has like ginger, like I do ginger. Because at least you're getting some of the elements of anti-inflammatory things. But it's not to deprive yourself completely.
Right.
Again, the goal is keep everything that has a protein and a carbohydrate, those being your vegetables and fruits. try and keep fruits that are lower in sugar. So blueberries.
Good, that's a good antioxidant.
Yeah, and the antioxidant.
Antioxidant, whatever.
Right, a good antioxidant. You want to keep those.
Gotcha.
And keep the frequency every 3 hours. Why does that matter? Because there's these two parts in your brain called the hunger center and the satiety center. And they're parts of the brain that checks your sugar every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If your sugar is low, the hunger center reads it, the sugar's low. And what's going to happen is when you do finally eat, it's going to store the fat. The satiety center checks your sugar and it's normal. And so as you eat, it's going to rev up your metabolism.
Everything Dr. Sandy is saying is true because I did it. She put me on a diet plan. I eat 5 times a day,
yeah,
including snacks.
Right.
And it just works. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you'll lean out. I leaned out. I got a 6-pack.
Right. Okay.
So you shouldn't be ashamed that you're fat, but I do feel like you should be ashamed if you don't do anything about your fatness.
Listen, this is why I love what I do. Because your body visually is an indicator of what's happening.
That's it.
So if your skin is acting crazy, it's usually, yes, you may have an underlying medical condition like acne or eczema, but when it flares and when it doesn't flare, it's usually an indication of something's happening.
I had all
when
of
you're
that.
When you're carrying too much weight, it's an indication of something's happening. Mm-hmm. So in your body and or your emotion, right? The interesting thing is that you get to figure out when you're changing when you really adjust your diet, you start to figure out how your food is driven by maybe emotions or your stress in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a stress eater, no one's mad at you. When I have to study or I have to do a lot of work, I want to nibble. It's, again, using the right things and nibbling, mm-hmm, right?
Gotcha.
Nibbling on the right things. Even people that say, like, I'm sure
nibble
you've
on
got...
these... I'm sorry. I had to throw it.
Well, not to actually...
High protein, right?
High protein.
I'm in the white kind of nuts, right? So even, for example, I know you guys work late, right? Mm-hmm. And you have late hours, and I have late hours. So people say, well, I'm not going to eat after 8 o'clock. Well, that's not going to work if you work late.
Right.
Right? So 3 hours later, after 8 o'clock, if you need to eat, eat. Eat, again, protein and carbohydrate. But maybe just eat hummus if you eat hummus and some celeries or some carrots.
Right.
Or some pretzels or something like that, right? And then 3 hours later, if you're up DJing really late, eat something else.
Right.
But just make it light.
And another great thing is to not have things in your house to eat that you know you're going to snack on all the time that aren't good for you.
That's hard when you have kids.
Right.
What about flat tummy tea? Is that good for you?
I mean, I don't...
You want to try it?
I mean, what, it's got green tea in it and stuff like that?
I don't know.
It's probably, it's a diuretic, so it's going to make you urinate and poop and stuff like that. That will make your stomach flat. But once you stop drinking it, then what happens?
Yeah.
For everybody getting ready for Memorial Weekend.
Okay.
It's crunch time.
You got 3 days. It's over. Worry about it next year.
Yeah, so start after Memorial
Weekend. No, because a lot of people ask, but let's say, is there anything that you can do between now and Memorial Weekend to make a difference?
So this is what I would say you would do, right?
God. What? Don't lie to these people.
They can make a difference.
That's this weekend.
You could probably lose 4 or 5 pounds.
It's 5 days coming up. Yeah, this weekend coming up.
Well, during our program, where you lose 7 pounds in a day, in the program, you lose 7 pounds in 3 days. But
you can lose 7 pounds in 3 days?
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
Don't tell them. They got to pay for that.
All right, so it's possible.
I
did it.
So, yeah, so there's a program. I have a program.
Because I know people are getting ready.
You know, it's hard, though.
I need that program.
No, Dr. Sandy's program is hard. It's no joke.
I'm with it.
You got to have strong willpower to get through
this
3-day program.
It's only for 3 days. You can do anything for 3 days.
How you do it?
Well, I...
Oh, all right. We'll talk behind the scenes.
Okay, you have it. But you're going to do the shake in the morning.
No, don't tell them. Okay, so. People paying for this stuff.
So listen.
Go to your website.
So, yeah, go to my website.
Yeah, go to the website.
But in reality, what you can really do is just cut out the carbohydrates,
mm-hmm,
cut out the breads and the starches and things like that. Just eat more meals more frequently.
Okay.
Of the carbohydrates and the protein.
Well, tell them how to get in touch with you if they need you.
Okay, so you can go on drnatashasandy.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The same thing on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
And look at me. I look good. Okay. I just want y'all to know that. People be looking at the old Breakfast Club interviews and they be like, who is that guy?
Yeah, I have to say, right, he's a good student.
Right? I look good.
Yeah, you're a good student.
My skin looks good. I'm lean. I got a 6-pack. I feel good. Okay.
You tell him, girl.
Yeah, I'll be out here living, baby.
Honestly, when I saw a 6-pack, I was like, damn.
Is it
but it does.
On?
It's not hard.
No, the first 3 days are really, really difficult. But if you can get through that, I promise you, her plan will absolutely transform your body.
And some of the difficulty of the first 3 days, really, I think it's the psychology.
It's mental. That's all.
Because most people don't skip meals, right?
Right.
So when they have to have a shake in the morning and for lunch and the specific things I tell them to do, I'm like, you don't normally, they're like, oh my God, I felt so hungry. But you don't normally eat until later on in the day. Mm-hmm. So it's just the psychology of it.
Right.
And you're training your body again to rev up its metabolism. So when the body starts now wanting food like it should do, you're making those adjustments.
Okay.
But it's not impossible. I can attest to that.
Okay. All
right. But even if you don't make Memorial Weekend, you still got the summer, so you can hit up Dr. Sandy.
Word
up, you got 4th of July.
We should do a challenge. We should do a challenge.
I want to do die to die. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you don't change your lifestyle, you're going to die.
We should do a challenge.
We're all going to die.
You in on the envy? You want to be on the challenge?
Let's do it.
Okay, so that means you're going to take the picture before and after, right?
Yeah, but
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
She wanted me to take the before picture. I'm like, nope. You know what I'm
saying? No, you did take a before picture. You just wouldn't take an after one.
I don't remember.
You did take it before.
I knew it. We can do it.
Let it fly.
How much time I need?
Till 4th of July? I don't know, man. You got them chubby cheeks.
4th of July, we're good. 4th of July? That's more than enough time.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's more than enough time. Yeah.
All right, well, I need it by next week, but we'll work on it.
We could do it by next. We could do a lot by next week.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
I would like to do that with some listeners, though. Like some of these fat-ass listeners that listen to us, and they get mad when I fat-shame them.
Let's get some lines right now. As a matter of fact,
again, 800-585-1051. We'll get a female. We'll get a male. We'll help you lose weight. We'll put you on her diet plan. We'll pay for it. And that way, we'll see the results, let's say, what, 4th of July?
Money out our own pocket.
Right.
Okay? Money out our own pocket. We taking food out of your mouth and money out of our pocket to help your fat ass lose weight.
And you
weight.
Know how rare it is Charlamagne takes money out of his pocket.
Listen, because I'm not the type of person, I don't like to discuss problems without discussing solutions, okay? You know what I'm saying? So we're presenting a solution. We're going to see how bad you really want it right now.
All right, 800-585-1051. Call us up now. Tell us why you should be on this plan. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We had Dr. Natasha Sandy on here earlier, and we decided we're going to get two people. We're going to put them on her diet plan.
Yeah, because I don't like to discuss problems without discussing solutions. You know what I'm saying? So for as many people as I like to call fat ass, I want to help y'all lose some of that fat.
We want to help people that want to actually work on themselves.
We want to help people that want to help themselves.
Now, Charlamagne has done her diet plan. I am going to do her diet plan, and we're going to do the reveal, I guess 4th of July.
Well, first of all, I lost 25 pounds already, and I already got me a nice little six-pack. I'm just letting y'all know. I've never had a six-pack in my life, I promise to God. I've never had a six-pack in my life. Dr. Sandy told me that if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to lean out, and I'm going to have abs. And I was saying to myself, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, one day I was in the gym, and I looked up, and I saw them abs, and I pulled out my phone and looked around and made nobody, showing nobody was looking, and I took a selfie in the mirror.
He took a selfie in the mirror.
All right. Okay.
You little tattoo.
And he be showing people that picture when they come up here.
He showed a couple people that picture. He did. He little thot.
I'm trying to motivate a little bit of people.
Little thot ass over there. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We're looking for two people to put on Dr. Natasha Sandy's nutrition plan. Hello, who's this?
Shamika.
Hey, Shamika, you want to get on Dr. Natasha Sandy's nutrition plan?
Yes.
How much do you weigh?
Like 212.
Ooh.
How tall are you?
5'5".
5'5"?
And where do you live?
Now, hold on. This is Dr. Sandy's plan, not Jesus's now.
Stop it. You're 5'5". Where do you live?
I live in Connecticut, in Bridgeport.
Connecticut. Okay. Now, why do you want to lose? Well, I ain't got to say why you want to lose. Why are you so big? Do you eat a lot? Or?
No. I'm not like that. It's just more my thighs. It's like always been a problem, like my thighs.
They rub together?
They not like the big girls. They rub, but it's all them rice and beans growing up.
What made you decide that you want to lose weight now?
Oh, she's Spanish.
What made you decide that you want to lose weight?
Because I'm not used to this size at all. Like in high school, I was athlete, so like my weight always stayed off. And then after I had my son, like my weight just kept coming on. Like I stopped playing sports, I stopped playing, doing everything.
But you were still eating two carbs every meal, like every other Spanish person.
I was walking less. I got a car now. I just jump in my car, so I do walk. I don't exercise. I don't do nothing. It's like now I find it so hard to lose weight.
Well, you hold on.
She sounds like a good candidate.
She definitely sounds like a good candidate. Hello, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, where you from?
New Jersey.
All right, man. How much you weigh, Mike?
I'm 300 pounds.
Oh, my goodness, Mike.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Oh, my goodness,
Yeah,
Mike.
You might just have to take this out.
Oh, Mike. Stop it.
Now, Mike, how did you get so big, Mike? Were you always that big?
No, I'm not always that big. I'm young. I was in high school. I was about 170.
but I got a job driving all the time, so the lack of moving and stuff, so.
It's more than that, bro.
It's a lot of eating.
You've been stopping at fast food 6-7 times a week. Stop it.
Are you committed now to losing weight?
Yes, I am.
Now you got to be dedicated, Mike. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to do this together.
Yeah, I want Mike. Right. Where you live at, Mike?
Jersey.
Yeah, Lakewood.
Yeah, I like Mike. Mike, 300 pounds. He close. You know what I'm saying? This would be a real success story if we can get you down to at least 200.
And I'm more motivated because I lost a brother of obesity, so.
There you go. Now we talking. How fat was he?
He was big. He was real big. 600 pounds. Yeah.
600 pounds?
And he had a heart attack?
Yeah.
And this is what I be trying to tell fat people. People think I'm fat shaming them. No, you can die. It's a health risk to be fat.
Okay, so I think we're going to take Mike, and I think we'll take the Latino girl that keeps eating the carbs.
She ain't really that big, and she's Spanish with a kid.
Stop.
That's normal.
That was
Spanish too.
She weighs 212,
and she's 5'5".
Okay, Mike, first of all, you got to cut every 2 carbs from every meal, okay? That's got to stop immediately. No more rice and beans.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
All right.
I tried the six meals a day, so I'm on to that. So.
No, but it's 6 healthy meals.
Yeah, it can't be six meals, roast con pollo, yeah. All right? Rice and peas with every meal, even breakfast, no.
Mike, you hold on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right, we have 2 people. We're going to put them on this diet plan. I'm going to jump on this diet plan, too.
Okay.
I don't trust the Spanish girl, I'm going to be honest.
Why not?
Because it's in their jeans.
So what? We're going to get them right. Hello, Ma?
Hello.
What's your name?
Shanika.
Charlamagne doesn't trust you. I'm saying let's go with you.
I don't trust
Charlamagne
you.
Charlamagne saying he don't think you're devoted. He think you're going to eat nothing but arroz con pollo
all day. Yeah, it's in your nature. You can't help it, boo. You Spanish. I love Spanish people, but you just
Hispanic.
Can't help it. Like, you got to lose 3 times as hard to lose the weight.
I need to lose weight. I need to. I'm not. I need this.
Okay, so we got Shanika from Connecticut and Mike from Jersey. Both of y'all, we're going to try it. Now, if you want to be a part of this, you can always email ye, breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
Right.
We'll see what we could do for you. But we have 2 people, and we'll see what happens. And what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is die to die. You heard what the young man said. What's the young man named Mike?
Yes, Mike.
Mike just said he had lost a brother to obesity, and he don't want to be next. So the moral of the story is die to die. That's what I'm on all summer. Die to die, baby.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Kim Kardashian. Now, people couldn't understand why she would Snapchat her pregnancy test. And she explains what made her decide to do that. Also, we will talk about the Billboard Awards that happened yesterday. I'll tell you about some of the winners and what people were upset about.
And also, let me shout out to my cousin. She graduated from high school, Sycamore High School in Cincinnati. She listens every morning. She has a 3.9 GPA and got a full ride to Ohio State University. So congratulations to her, Maya Outlaw. We love you up here. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way.
The Breakfast Club. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So Ciara and Ludacris hosted the Billboard Awards last night, and I'll tell you some of the winners. Top streaming song audio, The Weeknd, The Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And for a video, the top streaming song was Silento, Watch Me. All right, top rap song was Wiz Khalifa with See You Again.
Ooh, I'm so glad they don't play that song no more. That song is depressing.
Top R&B album was The Weeknd, Beauty Behind the Madness. Top rap album. By the way, now let me tell you who was nominated for top rap album.
Okay.
Drake, if you're reading this, it's too late. Drake and Future, What a Time to Be Alive. Dr. Dre, Compton, and Kendrick to Pimp a Butterfly. But the winner was Meek Mill. Dreams Worth More Than Money.
So hey, man, drop one of Clues Bombs for Meek
Minaj
Mill.
Nicki Minaj tweeted out a congratulations to her honey.
Can't hate on the brother.
Top new artist was Fetty Wap. All right, and for top R&B artist, that was The Weeknd. The Weeknd was a big winner last night. Also, top rap artist, that award went to Drake.
Now, how do they determine who wins the awards? Because I am trying to figure out how Meek did win Best Rap Album, though. What is it based on?
He beat out Kendrick. He also beat out the Drake and Future album.
Well, what is it based on? Based on record sales? What is it based on?
I don't think it's definitely not based on record sales. Not that. Mm. They have things that for top streaming, they have top sales and all of that, but that's not what that's based
on. Well, not for nothing. That record with him and Meek Mill was on the charts a long time.
Meek Mill did a record with Meek Mill?
You mean Nicki Minaj?
No doubt.
Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. Yeah, the record he did with Nicki was on the charts for a long time.
Hey, man, well, salute to him.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to Meek Mill.
All right, Madonna also performed and she did a Prince tribute. A lot of people were upset about that. They were like, why would they have Madonna doing it? Then they wanted her to have some of Prince's entourage members like Sheila E., The Time, other people share the stage with her. But here was a little piece of Madonna doing her tribute to Prince at the Billboard Music Awards. Nothing. right. That was Stevie Wonder, by the way, who joined Madonna on the
Madonna
stage.
Sounded terrible. What Prince was she paying tribute to? Prince Charles?
Well, she was trembling and crying at first. I guess they had ups and downs in their relationship with each other, but some people are saying they had a very parallel career at the time that they both came out around the same time. They both were, quote-unquote, overtly sexual.
Listen,
at a period in time. They collaborated together on songs.
That's only one Prince tribute I'm looking forward to seeing. And
that's going to be on BET?
That's the tribute that Stephen Hill is going to put together for BET.
Yes, they are.
Stephen Hill was a Prince groupie. Okay.
Prince and Michael Jackson. He loved Prince and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he loved Prince way more than Michael. Stephen Hill loved
Both of them.
No. You must not follow Stephen Hill on social media.
I do. He does.
No,
he
definitely. Not like Prince, bro.
He loves Prince.
Stephen Hill loved Prince. Went to all his shows.
I know.
Like it's that tribute's gonna be amazing. Stephen Hill knows what to do.
All right, now let's discuss Kim Kardashian sharing her pregnancy test with everybody on Snapchat. People were wondering why would she do such a thing. Okay, here's what she had to say in explanation.
Some people are asking me why would I Snapchat the pregnancy test on the airplane? I've been so private before, and like, what do I really care if I was pregnant again? And I didn't get my period this month, so I was just really confused, and I couldn't stand to be like on a whole plane flight for 10 hours not knowing. So I'm not pregnant.
It's so weird because when was Kim Kardashian ever really private with her life? I thought part of what she does is put her life out there for people to see.
Why do we don't? You know, nobody really cares about what Kim K does anymore.
It was just a random weird thing that she would Snapchat a pregnancy test.
It's over, Kim.
But
it's on to Kylie now, boo.
All right, Floyd Mayweather, what is going to happen with this fight? He already has said he wants to fight Conor McGregor, allegedly, and offered $50 million to him to fight, allegedly. That was the rumor. Well, Conor McGregor has responded to that report. He's saying if that fight ever comes together, he needs a lot more money. And he also says he brings a lot more to the plate than Mayweather does. He said that's the truth of it. Who else can he fight? He fights someone else in the boxing realm, and it's like all of a sudden the pay rate goes from $100 million to $15 million. So he needs me. If he wants to talk, we can talk, but it's me who's in control here. And he said he can make all the rules that he wants. I know he will not want to fight in a MMA contest, in a true fight. If you want to fight in a limited fight, that's no problem. We can do that. I will set aside many other forms of fighting that I practice in, and I will focus on one particular craft. So we'll see if it can really happen. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
You better take that $50 million. All right, well, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix.
No, we don't.
Donkey Today, I'm bugging. Donkey Today's up next.
It's Monday. Don't worry about it.
Who you giving a donkey to? I'm ready to rock and roll.
Donkey Today, 4 after the hour. I'm going to need Soulja Boy to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with the young man this morning, please.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, May 23rd is going to DeAndre Waye, a.k.a. Soulja Boy. Not just Soulja Boy. Every website or blog that posted this story about Soulja receiving a $400 million endorsement deal with World Poker. Now, all weekend long, a press release was circulating saying that Soulja Boy's $400 million endorsement deal with World Poker was confirmed. And my Twitter and Snapchat and IG comments were filled with people saying, Charlamagne, you should give yourself Donkey of the Day for hating on Soulja Boy. And saying he didn't get this $400 million deal. What you got to say now, Charlamagne? You always hating. Soulja Boy got that money. Even Soulja Boy himself tweeted me and said, hey, at Seat of God, much love, bro. $400 million. And then he sent me a press release to Market Wired with the headline that all of you ran with, Soulja Boy $400 million deal confirmed. Now, I simply replied to Soulja Boy, congratulations. The reason I replied to him congratulations is because I really didn't care at that point because I love listening to lies when I know the truth. And I tell people all the time, when you lie, you're not lying to me, you're lying to yourself. And if dumbass, foolish-ass people want to believe your lie with you, that's on them. But that's the era we live in. Nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. And it's more entertaining to think that Soulja Boy got $400 million. And me simply telling y'all, this isn't real, doesn't make me a hater. Telling the truth is not hating. If Soulja Boy had really got this money, I would salute the young man. But anybody with a little business sense, not even business sense, just a little common sense, just a little, knew this wasn't true for the simple fact Things like this are public record. All you had to do was do a little research into World Poker Fund, and you would simply see that the company is worth $52 million and reported losses of $400,000 last year. How could a company worth $52 million afford to pay somebody a $400 million endorsement deal? Why does 2 plus 2 not equal 4 in this era? World Poker Fund spokesperson Matthew Bird decided to release a statement this morning, and according to Bird, I'm going to read this verbatim because this is something people don't do anymore. Read. He said, Soulja Boy will be joining World Poker Fund CelebrityWorld.com, which is a celebrity-owned social gaming site that will be integrated in World Poker Fund's upcoming in-flight gaming system. Now, Bird claims that its in-flight gaming system is valued at $570 million based off traditional incentive gaming assumptions. But despite this number, it isn't reflected in the company's worth. According to CNN Money, World Poker Funds has a, well, according to CNN Money, World Poker Funds has a market capitalization of $52 million, like I just said, with over $400,000 in losses last year. So how is the company going to pay Soulja Boy $400 million? It's not. Matthew Bird of World Poker says he really kind of jumped the gun. Speaking of Soulja Boy, the deal is capped at $400 million and is based on a forward-thinking valuation of the company. He said Soulja Boy is young. He's 25 years old. He got really excited, and he tweeted something he probably shouldn't have tweeted. He was getting a lot of pressure from within the entertainment company, a.k.a. You Negroes. So he wanted to put a statement out. Obviously, the company's market cap is at $51.8 million. There's no way they could cut a $400 million endorsement deal. Okay? He says endorsement deals are calculated on a lot of different facts. This is not a fully cash transaction. Says Matthew Bird, spokesperson for World Poker. Soulja Boy, what's the point of lying? You're out here flexing for a bunch of people who don't give a damn about you anyway. Is social media that important to you that you really care what these people think? I saw Soulja Boy retweeting every website that was reporting this fake-ass story, and all I could think to myself was, ain't no future in front, and I believe in speaking things into existence, but straight up lying to kick it? Nah, man. And all you websites that posted this story need to be ashamed of yourself because none of you did any research or any fact-checking to see if this story was true, and it's all public record. This what bugs me out about this era. We live in what they call an information age, but nobody actually does any research for accurate information. They just run with whatever story somebody tells them. All this info was right there for you to see, but none of y'all did that. Y'all just ran with the fake story, and every single one of y'all are responsible in helping to spread this lie. And I don't see why the young brother Soulja would want this kind of target on his back. Soulja, do you know how hard it is to keep up a $400 million lie? You already know how it is for family and friends to be on your ass asking you for money. You've had bread for a while, but you know what kind of demands happen when they think you got $400 million? What trips me out is you have multi-billion dollar companies like the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and they don't have players with $400 million contracts. But you think World Poker had $400 million just lying around to give Soulja Boy. But people don't believe lies because they have to. They believe him because they want to. And once again, I would love if this was true. If Soulja Boy had really got $400 million, I would salute him and say, rumble, Soulja, rumble. But no, this is just a blatant lie. And I don't understand why the lie was even told. What's the point? Please give Soulja Boy the biggest hee-haw.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
And I don't care how many websites report it. I don't care how much a lie is told. The more people start believing it's the truth, it does not matter. Okay, as much as it's said, it doesn't change the fact that it's a lie.
All right.
Well, could he potentially make $400 million?
He could. That's he what could they're saying. In 5 years, he could potentially make $400 million.
If the company grows enough.
The Breakfast Club could potentially make $400 million in the next 5 years,
I wouldn't rule that out.
Okay.
Right? I would not rule that out.
That doesn't mean that we signed a $400 million deal.
Right.
All right? Stop it. Okay? Knock it off.
You play with the words a little bit.
A little bit? A lot of bit.
Just a little bit.
It's a difference between signing a $400 million deal and just guesstimating what your value could be in the next 5 years.
All right?
Stop it.
Let's open up the phone lines.
Well, to quote Soulja Boy's Twitter, he said, become a boss.
Oh, man.
800-585-1051. How do you feel about the Soulja Boy story now? Did you ever believe him? Do you think it was stupid for lying? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Soulja Boy, the story where we thought that he could have made $400 million.
I don't know that he's technically, I mean, he could.
Angela Yee, stop it.
Potentially.
Okay.
But it wasn't a $400 million deal.
But he didn't get $400 million.
Right. Duh. That's it. And that's what he was trying to sell the people.
Well, that's
Stop
what we're
it.
Asking.
And it's the difference between signing a $400 million deal and saying what you could possibly make over the next 5 years. I could say what I could possibly make over the next 5 years. That doesn't mean I did the deal.
Yeah, but his investments could put him in that way of doing
stop it.
If, I guess, they reach all his peaks. I don't know. But 800-585-1051, we're talking Soulja Boy. Did you ever believe him? Call us up right now. Do you think he was stupid for lying? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Soulja Boy. Charlamagne just gave Soulja Boy Donkey today for what?
For lying about having a $400 million deal with World Poker. World Poker put out a press release today that said Soulja Boy jumped the gun. And that he did not do a $400 million deal. The company's only worth $52 million, and they had net losses of $400,000 last year.
Well,
so how would they be able to afford to pay somebody a $400 million endorsement
deal? It's capped at $400 million.
Capped at $400, so there's a possibility, which is a
no,
slight possibility,
No, what we do know is he can't
I'm
make
sure,
more than $400 million.
That he can make $400 million.
Y'all still going with this lie?
I mean, it's a possibility if it's in the deal. If everything goes right, he could make...
Well, it's a possibility that we could make $400 million as a collective as The Breakfast Club over the next 5 years.
And Justin Bieber and Floyd Mayweather are shareholders in the company, and they said they also have a new celebrity that's going to be joining the roster.
Well, see, the difference with that is his investments could put him to that point to make $400 million.
Actually,
it's a little different.
I told y'all it was public record. I actually have how much everybody has invested, what percentage of the company they own. Floyd, Justin, all of them. Hold on, I got it right here. Floyd has 9.58%.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Kyle Massey. He's next. Justin Bieber has 9.58%. Soulja Boy actually has 4.79%.
Mm. And
of
Tiger
the situation.
Has a percentage too, doesn't he?
Tiger. Michael Ray Nguyen Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger. He's on there. He has 9.58% as well.
So the question is, did you believe this Soulja Boy story or do you think he was stupid for lying? Angela Yee, did you believe the story?
In my head, I thought that it probably was some type of over a course of time investment, and I thought it probably wouldn't be cash only, whatever type of deal he signed. But clearly, like they said, he jumped the gun in misrepresenting what it really was.
So,
could he potentially make $400 million if everything goes splendidly?
Possibility.
So if Soulja Boy has 1.5 million shares of the company and Floyd Mayweather has 3 million shares of the company, then Floyd can possibly make
$800
million.
It's a possibility. I never believed that they were going to give him a $400 million cash. I knew they weren't going to write him a check for $400 million. But Soulja Boy, he's a smart business guy. No matter what you say about him, you might not like some of the stuff that he does. But as a businessman, he's one of the smartest. If people don't know, he did the sneakers, which a lot of kids are wearing. He also did them little Segway things. He was actually one of the first people to bring the Segway things to the U.S. So he's a smart businessman.
He is,
$400
but you know what?
Cash, no way.
You can be smart and lie, because if that's the case, Tiger, Floyd Mayweather, and Justin Bieber can all send out press releases saying that they did $800 million deals with World Poker. But you know why they didn't? Because they're smart enough to know that's BS. Stop
They got excited.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Tasia from New Jersey.
Hey, we're talking Soulja Boy. Did you ever believe that story?
Absolutely not. Me and my boyfriend were sitting on the couch talking, and he comes up and says, Soulja Boy has a $40
million
deal.
$400 million.
$400 million.
Okay, do you know the face of the Why You Always Lying video?
Yeah.
Exact face.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Stay from Allegheny, New York. How y'all doing?
What's up, bro? We're talking Soulja Boy, man. Did you ever believe that deal?
No way, man. And let me tell you, just right off the bat, I served in the Marine Corps, and part of my job was to protect reporters that was out there with us. And they put out these stories that just weren't true at all. So let me hand it off, first off, to Charlamagne. Thank you for saying that on the air like that. You know, there's ball players out there, just like you said, that don't have that kind of money.
And they work for billion-dollar companies.
Right. How are you going to tell me that Soulja Boy with his garbage music? You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
With his what?
With his garbage music. I'm sorry. I hate to call it even music. It's not rap.
But it doesn't have to do with his music, though. It has to do with his influence.
You're right. But at the same time, what I'm trying to get at is you got reporters out there fake stuff just because they're lazy these days.
Yeah.
They're not putting in the work.
I got shot 2 weeks ago online.
You did. You got shot for a couple days. That story wouldn't go away.
You know what's crazy?
I said Drake's people could run a train on me online.
You did say that, though. You know what's crazy? The NFL is a billion-dollar company, right? And nobody will give you a you-could-possibly-get contract like the NFL. They've never even given somebody a you-could-possibly-get $400 million deal.
Well, it's not
and they can afford to pay it.
Well, it's not about playing. He also has shares in the company, and I guess with investments, and it's different than just getting a check. But that's what he should have said. I have a possibility of making this if— everything goes right and the moons are aligned.
He's got 1.5 million shares in the company. I mean, according to this.
I mean, look at how much 50 made off of vitamin water. True. You know, investments, you never know what could happen.
Could y'all stop it already?
I'm just saying.
Could you stop? Why are y'all doing this to the kids?
I'm
like, I don't understand why y'all
doubt.
Doing this to the kids. Stop it already.
585-1051. We're talking Soulja Boy. Now, he recently said that he was going to make, he was really going to get $400 million, right?
He said he did a $400 million deal.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think he should have lied? Do you think it's a possibility that he could get this money? Call
I mean, technically, he's not completely lying.
He's absolutely, completely 360% lying.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to Soulja Boy.
Yes.
For what?
Because Soulja Boy said he did a $400 million deal with World Poker Company, which is an absolute bold-faced lie. World Poker spokesperson Matthew Bird came out today and said Soulja Boy jumped the gun. He was a little excited. The company's only worth $52 million. They had losses last year of $400,000. How could they afford to pay somebody a $400 million endorsement deal? Like, come on.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Good morning. Who's this?
What's up, man? This is Sam from Savannah.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking Soulja Boy. What do you think about his deal?
Like I said, I mean, if you just think about it logically, I mean, that much money puts him in a realm with, like, LeBron, Jay-Z. Doesn't even make sense. I mean, he hasn't done anything significant enough in a while to make that much money.
Don't get it twisted.
He's one of the writers on Beyonce's Lemonade.
A lot of people out there.
He's one of the writers on. He got credited on Beyonce's Lemonade.
You think he made $40 million for Lemonade?
Wow, not that.
There's a lot of people out there that you don't know their name that are worth $300-400 million just by making great investments. Has nothing to do with music. Has nothing to do with his songs. Nothing to do with his writing credits. All about his investments.
I wouldn't say he hasn't done anything musically though in a while. That's not true.
I'm just to think about the names you put with it, like $400 million. I don't think people know how much money that is. But I mean,
Soulja
Boy is definitely a rich guy, but not $400 million rich.
And don't get it. He could do a deal. I mean, all these tech companies and all these apps, you can come up nowadays. But he ain't coming up off World Poker.
Hello, who's this?
Emmy, what's poppin'? It's Ani from Charlotte.
What's up, man? We're talking Soulja Boy. What do you think about his deal?
I know it was a lie, but someone in the NZ said it just for the fact that this is the same guy doing he was posting with counterfeit money on Instagram.
Okay.
So basically, Soulja Boy is a well-known flexer.
Then I guess that's what he's saying. Hello, who's this?
Twins from Eastside, Milwaukee.
What's up, bro? We're talking Soulja Boy this morning.
Man, Soulja Boy sound crazy as Donald Trump saying he's gonna sue Wisconsin.
What?
So you just compare Soulja Boy to Donald Trump?
He sounded as silly as Donald Trump saying he's going to sue Wisconsin.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Trisha.
Hey, Trisha. We're talking Soulja Boy this morning.
Yeah, honestly, I think he just didn't comprehend the contract. He really probably thought that he was getting $400,000.
$400 million. You think so?
Yeah, I really think he probably thought so. I think he's dumb like that. Like,
oh, my gosh. Man. You know, I wouldn't have been mad if he would have said, I just signed a $10 million deal.
I would have
been like, okay.
But I mean, he exaggerated, obviously. He exaggerated.
No, he lied. Just call it what it is. The brother lied, okay?
But there's a possibility that he could.
Stop it, Envy.
If 5 years from now, if he gets it, we got to revisit this.
And there's a possibility that Justin Bieber and Floyd Mayweather and Tiger can make $800 million because they got 3 million shares of stock. Soulja Boy has 1.5 million shares of stock in the same company, okay? All I'm saying is it's all fun and games, Soulja Boy, until the IRS comes knocking on your door asking where the cash at. Oh, you got $400 million? That wasn't reported. Where that bread at, shorty? Okay? And the moral of the story is it doesn't matter how much a lie is told. Doesn't matter how many people believe the lie is the truth. It doesn't change the fact that it's a lie. I just don't understand why the young brother Soulja will put that kind of heat on his back for no reason. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't have did that one, but hey.
You think the IRS be on people's Instagram looking at flyers?
Well, the IRS
keeping track of the money people get for hosting parties and DJing. You think they not sitting back like $400 million?
I be signing $400 million deals all the time. I just don't say nothing.
Shut up.
Now, the IRS is like, wait a minute, is the World Poker not reporting the money they making?
Nah, they definitely would have
checked that out. Soulja not reporting what's going on.
But he got to worry about, you know, where he lives. I mean,
that's
$400 million. Forget the IRS.
That's what I said when I said
stick-up kid going to be at the building.
You know how much a $400 million lie is to uphold? Imagine I'm your family. I come to you and ask you for some bread, and you tell me you ain't got it after I just read you got a $400 million deal. Okay. Y'all be bringing trouble upon yourself for no reason. I don't get it.
All right.
All right, we good?
Well, we finished.
Yeah.
We got rumors coming up.
Let's talk about Lee Daniels versus Mariah Carey. He says that she tricked him. We'll tell you what happened. Also, Tamar Braxton, she will not be on The Real next season. We'll give you the lowdown on what went on behind the scenes.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, what happened with our girl Tamar Braxton and The Real? We have no idea. Now, she had put up this Instagram post. I love you all, but I've been stabbed in the back by someone I stupidly trusted, not my man or my sisters. I'm not about to be tried and tested to snitch, and it's not in good taste to tell you who. But as Tamartians, you are very smart and can figure things out on your own. But know that everyone who smiles in your face is not your friend and is not cheering for you and will lie and try and tear you down to try and dim your light. Thank God he holds my future in my hand. Remember who you are. She goes on to say, watch your back. I put this picture up. She put up a picture of her and Tony Braxton because this is the embrace I got from my sister and best friend that she always gives when she knows I've been had. Now, apparently, she's not going to be on the next season of The Real. The Real released a statement. The Real and Tamar Braxton have mutually decided Tamar will not be continuing with the show for its upcoming third season. She will be leaving in order to concentrate on her solo career. Everyone associated with The Real appreciates Tamar's efforts and the contributions she has made to the show's success. We wish her all the best for the future.
Why didn't Tamar just tweet, hey, I got fired? God got a different plan for me. Hey, my life is moving in another direction.
We don't know exactly what happened behind the scenes, okay? But according to a source, which was revealed to be Scott, they said that she wasn't reading too well with the audience and salespeople didn't find her to be a good fit with advertisers and production found her too difficult to deal with.
And nobody ever wants to take the blame for their own firing. It's never your fault when you get fired.
I kind of felt like Tamar was good on The Real, though.
I thought she was good, too, but we don't know how she was behind the scenes. I keep telling y'all, man, it'll take you what money won't. Don't nobody want to deal with somebody with a bad attitude. Not saying she had
I'm
one.
I'm saying they said she wasn't reading too well with the audience. I liked her on the show. So. Mm-hmm.
But they also said she was hard. Producers found her hard to work with.
That's
right?
Something.
Yes.
That I don't know about.
That's the big issue.
Right. All right, Lee Daniels versus Mariah Carey. Now, apparently, he feels like she tricked him into appearing on her new reality show, or as we call it, a docuseries. Now, Lee Daniels directed Mariah Carey in Precious, Tennessee, and The Butler, and he says that the reason that Mariah Carey acts so shady, it's kind of her defense mechanism to deal with bullying because people attack her all the time and try to start stuff with her. Here's what else he had to say.
I didn't even know she had a reality show. Cool. She says, come over, da-da-da-da-da. I said, okay. Honey, the cameras are in my face and recording our conversations. I said, what is happening?
Right.
She said, you know, I'm some little documentary. And I haven't even, this is real time I'm dealing with, because I'm getting ready to fuck her shit up in 2 seconds. Exactly. She's got a reality show. I'm terrified about it because I don't know that it's a wise idea for her.
All right. He also said that she's very fragile. She's been through a lot. And he just doesn't think it's a good idea for her to do a show.
But don't you got to sign off on the reality show? They can't just record you and put you on.
Yeah, you should.
He's probably not going to tell Mariah no, though. Mm. You know, she called him down there. What are you going to say? No, Mariah, if that's your friend.
Yeah, but you still got to sign the paperwork, right?
Yeah.
Should have
a release.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Terrence Howard, congratulations to him. He is going to be having his fifth child. So his wife is pregnant. They already have a 2-year-old son, and he has 3 children from a previous relationship as well. So
congratulations on another beige baby, Terrence Howard.
And, you know, over the weekend, Floyd Mayweather had a sweet 16 for his daughter. And guess who performed on Saturday night at the Mirage Grand Ballroom in Vegas?
Who?
Drake and Future. Now, that is a sweet 16 right there. She also got a G-Wagon, and she got a video from Justin Bieber wishing her happy birthday. All right.
Floyd got the money to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. He does. He sure does.
If somebody got $400 million, it's Floyd Mayweather, okay?
And over the weekend, too, I just want to shout out to young Devin Haney, 17 years old. And he's the first to do a lot of different things. First, youngest boxer to ever be on national television on his fight. Youngest to ever fight at the MGM Grand. Hopefully, he'll be doing a pay-per-view fight. But he did win 4th round TKO. So, congratulations.
Congrats.
He was
Devin?
Up here on The Breakfast Club. 17.
17. Wow. So, get pregnant by him now. Okay.
No, don't do that. He's a junior in high school.
Another
still.
15 years, he'll be the next Floyd Mayweather.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. The People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy. Shout out to our family at Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the mix is next. Hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear on this Monday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.